you know, you got to have a certain level of swagger.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be confident in what you do. But a lot of that confidence comes from your teammates. And so the great thing about football, and you'll hear a lot of coaches say, it's the ultimate team game, but it's also the most humbling game. Just when you think that you hot stuff and you can walk around and you missed a bad, somebody will knock you on your butt. And just like anything in life, it's about how you respond and how you get up. Now, there are numerous ways to do that. You know, a big part of that is having teammates that you can count on. If you're a good teammate, you're not kicking your teammate while he's down. You're going over there, you're helping him. You're not trying to bully him and lower his self-esteem. No, if you're a good teammate and you want what's best for your team, and ultimately you yourself, you're trying to lift that person up and doing what you can to not only, you know, help him get through a tough time, but also work on who you are as a person and working on your skills of being the best teammate you could possibly be. And so that's football does that. Football, there are so many parallels between football and life about, you know, the success you get. We practice 300 days out of the year, but we only get to play 16 games, you know.
Right.
And it's about what you do day in and day out that determines what happens in those 16 games. Like, a lot of it is skill and fundamentals and working on your craft. Sometimes you get lucky, but most of all, if you're going to have success, it's about what you did in those days when nobody sees you, nobody's watching you, nobody's monitoring you. What kind of discipline are you showing throughout all of that? What kind of focus and perseverance are you showing when nobody's watching? Because it's easy to do well when somebody's praising you and patting on your back, but how do you respond when nobody's there watching you grind and stuff? What kind of person do you want to become?